Rising stars. We've all worked with people that we just knew were going to be going places. The ACT IAC Voyagers program was created to help develop that talent. That program is now accepting applications for its latest class of federal employees and industry folks looking to enhance their leadership skills. Tristan Yancey is the 2010 industry chair of the program, and she joins us now to tell us about how you or someone you know can get involved. Ms. Yancey, it is a pleasure to have you on this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Amy. Thank you.
Let us talk about, first of all, the Voyagers program, some background. Who is this appealing to?
So it's really appealing to rising stars in both government and industry. The program's objective is to prepare mid-level managers for future leadership roles.
It's interesting that you're making a distinction between management and leadership. It's a subtle distinction, but it's there.
Absolutely. So these are the people who are looking to progress in their careers, both throughout government and industry. So right now we're reaching out to those mid-level managers, people, say, for example, in the government who are GS-11s to 13, or those in industry who have about 7 years' experience, and then developing them and their skills for future leadership positions.
Now, are these the sorts of people who go above and beyond on a regular basis? Are these people who come up with unique, outside-the-box ideas? What is the criteria?
Right. So the criteria is, and if you go on to the ACT IAC website, which is www.actgovact.org, there is an application there, and it's six questions, and it ranges in questions such as, you know, what sort of leadership roles have you had in the past? What are your outside curricular activities? If you faced a challenge, how have you overcome it? So it's really looking for those people who have not only done things in the past, but kind of the future direction where they're looking to go in their careers.
This is actually not just for federal employees, but for industry too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, that's the great thing about both the Voyagers and the Partners Program within ACT IAC is that we're really trying to build that relationship between industry and government. So every industry person is teamed with a government person to gain better insights into one another's industry and the challenges that they face in order to foster collaboration between the two entities.
Now, part of the requirement is that you have to dedicate 1 or 2 days per month for the Voyager activities. What sort of activities are you considering?
Sure. We have two offsites, one at the beginning of the program and one at the end, and then there are monthly breakfasts in between, and those happen about once a month. And each one of the monthly breakfasts focuses on what we term the government executive core qualifications: leading change, leading people, results-driven, business acumen, and building coalitions. But obviously, these qualifications lend themselves very well to industry, too. So between the two offsites and the five monthly breakfasts, really that is the time commitment that is required. You might be meeting with either your industry or government, we call them co-pilots, outside maybe, you know, an extra day or two from the program, but we really try and keep the time commitments to a minimum because we understand that people are very busy with both their professional as well as home lives.
Yeah, there's got to be that work-life balance in there too, with that, which actually could probably help them with this program.
Yes, and one core piece of the program is a mentoring component. So we pair the Voyagers with somebody who has gone through the executive professional development program within ACT IAC called the Partners Program. And they discuss a variety of topics throughout the eight-month Voyager program, such as work-life balance. That actually seems to be a top topic among the Voyagers. How to, you know, create that unity between work and life in order to create that balance.
Let's take a step back and get a broad overview of the need for a program like this one. You're looking for people who have this potential for future advancement, whether it's in industry or the federal government. Why is it so important to cultivate this leadership? Is it just not happening organically and that there needs to be some sort of motivation, some way to sort of give it a shove in the right direction?
Well, there are leadership programs out there, but I think, as I mentioned earlier, what is unique about this one is you're really gaining insights into the other industry. So when you are talking about a government program, you can understand where industry is coming from and why they are proposing certain aspects, or why they are, you know, asking certain questions, and vice versa. You know, sometimes the government puts out RFPs, or they're facing internal challenges, which industry just don't understand at the forefront. And this really provides insight into each other's worlds to foster that better understanding of each other's world. So this is a very unique component to this particular leadership development program that really can't be found anywhere else.
Because if you and have that communication and you tear down those stovepipes, then you're better going to be able to better work together and then accomplish your agency's mission.
Exactly, precisely. And I think because this program is so unique, it is extremely competitive. Last year we had over 60 applicants for 20 spaces. And as a result of that, we had to expand the program in order to accommodate the demand. So when looking at the application, which is now on the ACT-IAC website, and they're accepting applications until July 9th, really focus on the questions that they're asking and think of those answers and how you would answer them, because it is an extremely competitive program, and we really are looking for the best of the best.
Yeah, that was my next question, actually. You anticipated it, which is the tips for people to get that the application into you, and maybe some insight into how they should best fill it out. They just have to be very specific, huh?
Yes, and be true. You know, it's very easy to read the truth in people's responses. The other hint I would give people is, because the program focuses on the five executive core qualifications, please keep that in the back of your mind when you're responding to these questions. Again, leading change, leading people, results, business acumen, and building coalitions. So if you can expound upon these things in your application response, it will bode very well.
Tell me, just before I let you go, about some of the people who've gone through the program. Do you have any, for instances, of where people started and where they wound up as they progressed through the Voyagers program?
Absolutely. A good case in point is my government co-chair this past year, Jonathan Album, who is now the CIO of Food and Nutrition Service at the Department of Agriculture. He was actually in industry when he went through the program, converted over to government, and just has risen through the ranks to become the CIO of FNS at this point. So he is a particular case in point that I can speak to from personal experience, having worked this program with him over the last 2.5 years.
And how many positions are there open right now? How many are you considering?
Well, originally there was 20, mm-hmm. But due to demand last year, we did expand the program to 24. So based on the number of applications, because we do go for quality over quantity, we're looking somewhere between 20 to 24 participants, and that's split right down the middle between government and industry.
Looking for those rising stars.
Absolutely.